And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Taylor McCleary Slowey. She is getting her PhD in biology here at UL Lafayette, and she's here to talk about a TEDx event, TEDx Vermilion Street, that will take place in September here in Lafayette at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. We're going to be talking a bit about the program, but primarily you all are interested in getting people to propose talks for this event right now, and you're opening that up for people to propose their ideas for TED Talks. So let's talk just about, in general, about TED Talks and then TEDx and how that's a little bit different. So for those people who are not familiar with TED Talks, although, as we were saying earlier, it's getting harder to find people who have not at least heard of TED. So tell us about the organization.
So TED is a nonprofit organization that's primarily devoted to the idea of spreading great ideas. And it began as a conference in 1984 where they celebrated technology, entertainment, and design. That's where the letters in TED come from. Mm-hmm. But today it covers all sorts of topics and it's all throughout the world. And it's done in over 100 languages, so it's really spread. And so their dedication to spreading great ideas has been achieved. And one of the ways that TED tries to communicate between different cultures and people is by distributing TEDx licenses. So the X in TEDx signifies that it's an independently organized community event. And that's what we're spearheading here in Lafayette is TEDx Vermilion Street. So that we can help share the ideas that are cultivated in the Acadiana and Southern Louisiana region to the rest of the world as well through this platform.
Well, how did you first encounter TED Talks, TED? What was your first experience? Some people have found it obviously on YouTube. Some people have actually been to one. How did you first encounter TED Talks?
So I first learned about it probably through doing speech and debate. That kind of community got me interested in, you know, great talks from back at my alma mater in Nebraska. And earlier last year, I saw that several of my former speech and debate competitors were giving TEDx talks in Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska. And I thought, how could I know so many people that are involved in this? You must be able to organize this yourself. So I looked into it on the TED website and applied for a license and got a really great group of people together to kind of attack this with me. And now it's coming to fruition.
So do they require that you have a certain kind of topic? What are the requirements when you get a license to do a local TED version?
So it's very kind of independent based on what you want to achieve in your community. Of course, TED has certain rules and guidelines. But our theme that we have approved is Je ne sais quoi. And the idea of our theme celebrates and explores ideas that encompass the intangible qualities that cultivate, engage, and enrich our local and global community. So we, by je ne sais quoi, we want to celebrate that special little something that's formed in our community here and also challenge ourselves to think about that in a larger capacity. So how do the ideas and the principles that we have here in our community transcend to the rest of the world?
Well, I think everyone, well, those people who have encountered TED, some people might worry that you have to have a certain style or a certain, type of information to impart. How would you allay their concerns about that?
Well, we want a very broad and diverse audience, and that's something that TED and TEDx events always try to achieve. So you certainly don't need to be an educated expert in any field, but that wouldn't hurt. Mm-hmm. But they have TEDx speakers from high school. It's all walks of life are welcome to apply. If you have a great idea that's worth sharing and celebrating and you want to communicate that with your community, then you're welcome to apply. We'd love to hear from you.
And you don't have to conform to a certain kind of speech or to be a certain kind of speaker or have a certain manner. It sounds like in these TEDx presentations, you really want to have the flavor of the community and make that very distinctive.
Right. the guidelines about talks is that they need to be less than 18 minutes, but how you want to present is, that's up to interpretation and can be different. Sometimes you see people bring in musical acts or some kind of an artistic performance as part of their talk as well. They might have PowerPoint slides or visual aids or something like that, or show how a certain technology is used. There's a particularly striking TED Talk that the curation group and I have been watching the other day, and it was about a man that was showing us how to better use paper towels when you're washing your hands, and you could save so much paper over a year. But, he was just on stage basically washing his hands over and over again.
Sharing a clever idea.
Yeah, there's a – you can have all sorts of different presentations.
Well, you mentioned a curation group. So you have a group together that will be looking at the various proposals that you receive and making decisions about these presentations. That's going to take place on September 12th. It's going to take place over several hours. So how many speakers are you looking for?
So depending on the length of their talks, of course, the maximum time is 18 minutes, but you can speak for 5 if you can get your idea out concisely. So depending on how long the talks are, that will depend or decide how many speakers we can have. But we're looking at anywhere between 10 and 20 for the day.
Well, in addition to the man who washed his hands and taught us how to use paper towels better, what are some of the TED Talks that have perhaps touched you the most? Give us some examples.
One of the most striking ones for me has been about this group in South America. They were in kind of an impoverished community, and they wanted to see if they could brighten it up by painting the buildings. But they took a bird's eye view community approach to this painting. And so houses throughout acres would come together from a far distance and create this big mural. And they just saw that the people in the community who had been kind of downtrodden based on the area they were in, just they got all excited again and they wanted to, help paint. And it kind of livened up this community. And it was the idea of kind of bringing art to an ugly place. And that was just that it was so visual, their mm-hmm. talk, that it's always stuck with me.
So sometimes these presentations are about projects that have been created, that have happened. They're not always just an esoteric idea. It seems like sometimes they're very practical.
Right, they don't have to be your thesis defense or anything mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. But very large variety of talks.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it is about the concept of TED Talks that has touched so many people? Because when you just describe it, basically, there's not that magic that you hear in people's voices when they talk about TED Talks. What is it? What is that quality? How would you define that quality of that makes people so drawn to TED Talks?
I think it's because the talks that you end up seeing are so good, but they're so relatable. And the speakers can usually present an idea that everybody can attach to and apply to their own lives. And through that, we really do connect the entire world audience that are seeing these ideas together. Mm-hmm. And that has immense value.
And I would assume when you said that it can only be 18 minutes long, there's something that they've really studied about a certain amount of time that people can really focus on a subject perhaps and really absorb it. I would imagine that they have carefully studied that and worked on it.
I'm sure that's involved. Mm-hmm. Your attention span is so long.
Yes. And I guess just the amount of time to give enough information and really reach people, but not to tire them or maybe spend too much time on a subject more than you have to.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
If you are just tuning in, my guest is Taylor McCleary Slowey. She is spearheading TEDx Vermilion Street that will take place in September here in Lafayette. She's getting her PhD in biology from UL. She is part of a curation team that is asking for proposals right now from any of us here in South Louisiana. Do you have a geographical limitation where people can come from?
Not particularly. If you're born in the area or you've moved in the last couple weeks, mm-hmm, if you mm-hmm. have a great idea that's worth spreading and fits into our theme of je ne sais quoi, you're welcome to apply. And like we said earlier, anyone can, from young to old or whatever your background is.
Now, do you go have a website where there's an application form?
Yes. You can go to tedxvermillionstreet.org, and that's Vermillion with one L, in case that trips anybody up. Mm-hmm. I think it will redirect you if you misspell it. But yeah, tedxvermillionstreet.org, and you can go to our present page, and you can sign up to apply there. There's also information you can email us if you want to suggest a speaker. If you know someone that would give a great talk, but maybe they haven't heard about it or they're too shy to come forward, you can tell us and we can go after them and ask them to apply. You can also find out more information about the event and where and when it will be taking place, as well as kind of learn about what TED and TEDx events are and meet our organizing group as well.
And again, this is tedxvermillionstreet.org. It will take place in September. Some people are probably already going to the website, but is it a complicated application? Do you have to write? How much do you have to write? How long does this proposal have to be?
It's not terribly long. There's little boxes that you fill in and just very basic questions. You know, what do you plan to talk about at TEDx Vermillion Street? How does your idea relate to the theme of je ne sais quoi, and also if you have speaker experience, because that's important. Sometimes people have great ideas but aren't efficient or effective communicators. That doesn't hurt to have some experience speaking in front of a crowd. But yeah, the application's very forward and easy, and yeah, we look forward to reading them.
Well, you mentioned that it's going to be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, which is a smaller theater. So you're going to have some overflow areas as well. I believe in case you get large crowds of people, there will be screens set up. And will they only be set up at the ACA, or will there be a couple other satellite places?
Due to the nature of some of the TED rules that we are confined to, we're limited to selling 100 tickets, but we will have overflow areas, as you said. One will be in the ACA, and I think as we gauge kind of what the demand for seating is at this event, we might open up other locations around town as well, and that information will be coming out soon.
Will you also film the talks and make them available on the web?
Yep. All the talks will be filmed and broadcasted to our TEDx Vermillion Street YouTube site. And we'll be live streaming it that evening, so you could probably watch from the safety of your own home,
right.
Comfort of your own home, and be able to review them in the future. And then, you know, if the talk is really good, you might be promoted by the TED website as well and kind of get out to an even bigger audience.
I'm sure some people are thinking what fun it will be to be on your curation team and get to read all of these proposals, the variety of ideas.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see just what comes out of the community.
Now, you've already received a few proposals. I know you can't reveal any of them, but is there a nice variety already? Are you seeing different ideas?
Well, we have very few that have come in yet, because we're just now starting to get the word out and have the website up and functioning. But yeah, there's some good proposals coming in already for speakers, but we are excited to get more to fill those 10 to 20 spots.
Well, if people who are listening have not yet listened to TED, they can certainly find that online. KRVS also carries the TED Radio Hour on Wednesday evenings. That's hosted by Guy Raz. And you can really get a nice idea of some of the ideas and just methods of delivering. If you think you have a good idea and you haven't done it before, this might be a good way to get a sense of what it's all about. And so lots of ways to hear TED Talks these days. We are talking about a local TEDx event that will take place in Lafayette in September. And if you or anybody you know might have a great idea for the theme, You certainly can go to TEDxForMillionStreet.org. My guest, Taylor McCleary-Slowey, is spearheading the event that will include ideas from all over South Louisiana, and hopefully will give a really nice picture of creative people in this community. So now you can't give a talk, can you?
No. No? If you are involved in the organization crew or if you're a sponsor, you're not allowed to speak at the event due to rules. So, you know, I've always dreamed of giving a TEDx talk or a TED talk someday, but you can't unless you have the event in your community. So I guess I'll start by bringing it here.
That's right. Giving
and then
us
maybe
all
apply
one.
Later.
That's right. And you are, I should tell people, you work in a very interesting field in coastal restoration. And that, of course, is of great interest to a lot of people here. So perhaps you can get somebody else to organize the event the next time, and you may have some great ideas on coastal restoration.
Right. It's interesting when we talk with the diverse curation committee, just what does je ne sais quoi mean to them? And to me, it's how unique our environment is here in Louisiana and our very particular coastal issues and problems that we face. It's such a broad umbrella term and theme that it can be interpreted a lot of different ways.
Well, perhaps we'll have you back to talk about your dissertation topic. Not quite a TED talk, but let people hear about what you've been working on here. Again, my guest, Taylor McCleary-Slowey, she's getting her PhD in biology at UL Lafayette, has put together the TEDx Vermilion Street. That will be September 12th. They're asking for proposals for TEDx talks. You can go to the website to find out more, either how to help the event, or you can propose a talk, or just find out more about what's going on. Well, Taylor, thank you so much for thinking to do this and allowing us all to experience this, something that we've only seen either on the web or heard about or listened to on KRVS. So we appreciate you making it possible in our own community, and we'll look forward to it. Perhaps have you and some members of the committee back just before the TED Talks to let us know.
Yeah, we'd love
to. Going.
Thanks for having us, and to all those listening, we are so looking forward to hearing about the great ideas that are coming out of our community here. So
okay. Well,
sign up.
That. Je ne sais quoi.
Yep.
Thanks so much, Taylor.